Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we're live, the Mod of Mystery School podcast and YouTube channel. And
hello,
we are joined by the lovely Grace. How are you, Grace?
Good, thank you. Very excited to talk about Ensophic.
Oh my goodness, isn't Ensophic just the best? Just to give people a little bit of background, Ensophic Ray Level 1, Level 2, we're going to be talking about that because we're actually offering it in London soon, and it doesn't come around very often, but I thought it'd be really nice to get some feedback because people are asking me, what is it? Is it like Reiki? Is it not? You know, I get all these questions. I thought, well, let's put it out to all of our, you know, team and see what their response is. So Grace, can you tell us a little bit about Ensophic and, you know, what you thought of it?
I'm very glad you brought up the intro because I was one of those people, right? I was like, what is Ensophic Ray? It sounds kind of cool, but I'm not sure. So I would say it is like Reiki, but much more comprehensive. And I've done Ensophic 1 and I've liked it so much that I'm signing up for Ensophic 2 in June. See everyone there. For me, Ensophic 1 has been a very good healing modality in the toolkit. I've used it on my family members and I've used it on my animals. And actually, my animals love it. They're very receptive to it. I lost one of my dogs in January. And in the lead up to that time when I was nursing him, he actually benefited greatly from Ensophic to relax and to just, you know, it eased up to his passing, being very graceful and very of ease, you know, and I saw the effects on him. It really did help him. And it also helped me while I was sending that healing to him. I was also healing myself and preparing myself. So I would say that while it's benefited me in many areas, that is one key example where I really saw its power and its magnificence. And I really wanted to share that because it's so gentle, but it's so gently powerful. And sometimes you don't equate the two words, but actually it is so beautiful because it is both. It is so nurturing, but it is so immense at the same time. And it spoke to me and it also spoke to even the animals. I mean, I have other animals around my dog also benefited from it because he was getting it in the same room.
I think that's a key point that you've brought up there because many of us are animal lovers and, you know, they go through little situations where they get stressful or they're unwell and, you know, and those times are kind of scary for us, I think, as animal owners and, you know, fur babies, mum and dads, you know, whatever terminology you want to call it. But, and I think that's one of the things I found with Ensophic was, I could just do Ensophic and it would calm them down immediately, you know.
And it brings you outside the mind, you know. You're not in that loop of, oh, what's wrong? Can I Google this? Can I Google that? It's not. It's just immediately you're present and it's energetic and it's like a common language between the different species. Like they understand it. I think they understand it so much better than we do, actually.
Yeah, and it's so fascinating because I've had a couple of instances where neighbours or people that we know have had their pets have been very unwell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've offered to do Ensophic and the pets haven't necessarily been good with people from out of the family. And immediately the animals, as soon as I would approach, immediately they would either lie down or be very still and they would actually then move where my hands were. They would actually move their area where they were painful. And then that's where they would let me rest my hands. They showed me where they needed the healing.
Yeah. It's like a language without words. And I guess they're much less in the mind than we are, maybe. They get it immediately. But that just shows how powerful it is, right? That this amazing modality is there to learn, and we can all have it, you know? If I may, I'll share one example which really stood out to me. Was a week before my dog Leonard passed, he had very bad indigestion. And I did the protocol to get ready to do Ensophic Ray, and I did a calling upon, right, to say, you know, to the angels, to the gods and goddesses and good beings of light to really help me, because this needs to work immediately. And while it has always worked and given a great deal of relaxation, this time was immediate. I put my hands out, he went to bed immediately. It was so powerful and so profound that I will never forget it. And I just thought, this is an amazing modality, and used together with the other rituals that I've, you know, learned through the Modern Mystery School. And that combination, I just thought, wow, you know, am I not lucky to have this edge and the tools, you know, to use? And when you said you wanted to speak about Ensophic, I really wanted to, because, you know, it had such a profound effect, you know, on my family.
Yeah, amazing. And Grace, had you done Reiki before? Could compare the two, kind of.
Yes. I was a Reiki master before, yes.
Wow. I think that gives it great weight, because, you know, only today somebody asked me, what is the difference? And I said, well, every Reiki master or every Reiki person that I've spoken to have all said, you can tell the difference.
It's on a much deeper level, Ensophic Ray. I feel like it's much more comprehensive, and I can feel the weight of the lineage. So it isn't just me doing the healing. It's all those before helping me. I could feel that power, especially at that time when my dog was like, you know, he was really unwell, and he was about to transition. I wanted him to, you know, be comfortable until then as much as possible and enjoy his time. Yeah. So I did a specific calling upon, and I really, you know, asked with a very pure heart, you know, and I put my hands up. I could feel like there was this power from behind me.
Amazing.
And he went to sleep immediately, so peaceful. He was snoring. And my husband witnessed this. He was like, that's amazing. What did you do? I said, well.
I love that. I love that. And it's so nice when we are able, you know, we feel that we're able to help and to support, know, whether it's, you know, our pets, our animal, our family, ourselves, whatever it is, having that tool that we can immediately use, that's so, like you say, so powerful yet so gentle.
Yeah. And I it was the most beautiful experience to watch him tranquil. I had tears in my eyes because it was such a gift, you know, and I was so grateful. You know, I'm not prone to this, but like, I'm just so grateful, and I really, really wanted to share it because it affected, it helped me, it helped my family, and it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
I could just do it. It wasn't hard, you know, and I just, it was amazing. Yeah.
Well, if people aren't signing up for Ensophic Ray now, I don't know what they need to hear, because, I mean, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing such a personal experience with us all. I know that's going to help a lot of people out there understand that there is something that, you know, they can use to support their family, fur babies and included.
You know, I can't wait for Ensophic 2. I really can't wait. I think it's the last time was like 4 years ago or something like that, right?
Absolutely.
So everybody, you know, grab the chance.
It's so true. I think the last time, you're right, it's either 4 or 5 years ago that we had it in the UK, in London. It doesn't come around that often. And the beautiful thing about Ensophic 2 is that you then can learn how to send it distance.
And actually, a large part of that is because I want to be able to surf.
Yeah. On
the many people that do need help and I'm not able to be with them in the physical, I would like to be able to serve. It's so powerful and it's amazing, you know?
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Grace. And that's a really great point. If people are out there, come and join us, you know, for in Suffolk level one and level two. It's over 3 days. It's going to be an amazing community event, and we would love to see you. Everybody is welcome, whether you have no experience in healing or you have lots of experience in healing. You're all welcome. You're all welcome. So thank you, Grace. Thank you for sharing, and we will see you again soon.